right now on VFN TV. We're going to look at the 70-year anniversary of Israel. And what does that really mean? The 50-year anniversary of Jerusalem becoming a part of the capital of Israel. We're also going to look at the 70th year of our president's birthday. All these numbers are going to come together, going to make sense of the significant season and time that we're in, including the prophetic word that was given 10 months ago about what would happen about draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., and about 3 years of peace, and a proclamation we got to begin to make right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is, and us, is John Ramos.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Listen, I'm amazed, thrilled, and excited that we get to do this. I'm so excited about today's program and everything that's going to be shared. This
is so many things, so encouraging. Right? I like the new shirt, man.
Well, listen, I went shopping in your closet, and I said, I like that. Right. I want that. Can I borrow it? And you were so good.
It
said,
probably would hang
man.
A little bit lower if it was on my... What about my shirt?
This is from your closet. Do you like it?
Hey, we want to know. Let us know. Talk to us. Comment. Write to us.
Let us know.
Obviously, his shirt's better. He always looks nice.
Well, you have good taste. I appreciate you letting
me know. This is the last thing I want to know. Do you want to see his hair grow? I want to see his hair grow. Comment. He's got wonderful hair. He doesn't let it grow out.
We want to know.
We want to know that. As a matter of fact, listen, Lance Wallnew, if you haven't met Lance Wallnew, originally he was a member of Saturday Night Live cast. And he ended up getting saved. He gave his life to the Lord and became a pastor and just this awesome journey. But he's so authentic.
Mm-hmm.
He's just real.
Yes,
you know,
he is.
And we really love that. But also he's been given a message and he's talking about how significant it was. He wrote a book called Chaos Candidate and prophesied about Osiris was going to come to the White House. And it's going to be the 45th, a chapter of Isaiah that talks about, Cyrus, and it's going to be the 45th president, and he prophesied that president.
Early on,
he was one of the first, and it came to pass. But he's talking about all these things coming together, and when you think about why did we bring up Israel, why did we bring up Jerusalem, first of all, it's the apple of God's eye. It is the clock of all eternity. It's where God is focused. It's where God said, I'll make my name known. It's where Jesus, when he returns to earth, his feet are coming back. It's where Jesus' feet were touching before he left the earth.
Come on.
I mean, it's an epicenter of God telling who he is, you know, through the land of Israel and the people of Israel, and, of course, through his church. But it's been 70-year anniversary, right? And we're moving into it right now. It's so important. 70 is important. 50 is important. As a matter of fact, here's Lance Wallnew talking about it right now.
And in this year of 2018, I wonder if people appreciate how it's 70 years since the formation of Israel as a nation that we're now stepping in from 1948 to 2018. And in this period of time, it's right after the 50th year in which Jerusalem has been established in possession of Israel again. And then Donald Trump, who I've said is Osiris, in the first year of his reign as president, issued a decree that we would move our embassy to Jerusalem. I think there couldn't be a better time for you to be in Israel, a more powerful time. I remember when I started talking about Donald Trump as the Cyrus anointing, and it was going to be the 45th president of the United States, was going to be in Isaiah 45, fulfillment for us of an intervention of God. Well, in the first year of Cyrus's reign, what did he do? He made a decree, and that decree had to do with Jerusalem. And isn't it amazing that in the very first year of Cyrus Trump, a decree was made regarding the embassy of the United States being moved to Jerusalem? And what is equally interesting to me is the fact that there were so few nations that endorsed the move that recognizes the legitimacy of Jerusalem or Israel, the right of Israel to exist and to have its capital in Jerusalem was supported by what? A dozen or so countries? And look at the countries we were shocked to see that didn't support it. Why am I talking about this now? Because this is the year, 70 years, Jeremiah prophesied, there was going to be a captivity and then a turning with Cyrus. It's 70 years right now, this year, that Donald Trump made this decree since Israel was formed as a nation. It's incredibly significant that this is the 70th year of Israel's existence and exactly the 50th year of the liberation of Jerusalem from the hands of the Gentiles in fulfillment of prophecy in 1967. We're in now that 51st year of that transformation. This is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. You think these things are accidents? They're almost like the signposts that God is giving us on a calendar, and a Gentile calendar, to let us know that 2018 is a pivotal year for God's dealings with America, the Gentile nations, and his hand in Israel, which is why I'm delighted, June 5th through the 15th, to be in Israel. And especially because with this Hebrew year, 5778, if you track with that school of thought at all about how the Hebrew letters are numbers and the numbers are letters and they form words, that the first time I really dove into this was last year. I was in Jerusalem, all things, and I had to speak, and Chuck Pierce had canceled, and I was supposed to talk about the meaning of the Hebrew year, and I never did that. I always listened to other people tell me what the meaning of the year was. But in Jerusalem, I tapped into my Levitical bloodline, and I said, Lord, I got to fill in for Chuck, and they're expecting a word on the New Year's meeting, and I don't know. So I did what most desperate people do. I went to Google, and I started looking up the Hebrew meaning of the year and the meaning of the words and the numbers, and I came to my own original awareness that last year was the year 5777. The seven is Zayin. Zayin refers to a sword. The root of the word sword is the word for nourish or bread. That means those of us that are living on the Word of God this year will find the sword of the Lord in our mouth, and that this would be the year of the clashing of swords. Little did I know that Donald Trump's election was going to produce such a vitriolic exchange. Even to this day, the media warfare is incredible. It's the clashing of swords with mouths on earth and the clashing of swords of the heavenlies between principalities and angels. This is the perfect time to be in Israel. It's the perfect time for God in the year 5778. To put a fresh word in your mouth. The eight, the word chet in the Hebrew, refers to enclosed, wall in, secure, a secret place, a chamber. This is the year when the clashing of swords must produce a wall or a division between America's destiny for God or America's demise. It's the year for us to be in Israel, seeking a fresh word from God, because as America goes so many other nations.
So important, is it not?
Yes.
You know, it's so encouraging. It's just so timely. God has a plan.
Yeah, yes.
God is unfolding his plan, and he's allowing man to participate in it, right?
And what an exciting time to be on the face of the earth, and it's an exciting time to be a Christian and a believer in God's kingdom. This is like, oh my goodness, this is amazing.
You think about just hours ago, it was a horrific time to be a Christian.
Oh, I know.
And you saw the things that were happening during, if you missed our previous program, you got to see it, because a former ISIS participant or desired, you know, a Muslim ISIS person, lady, you know, she just was filled with so much hate. But guess what? You know, it looked bad, obviously it did, but when she went to study the Bible, you know, to be able to prove Christians wrong, she found Jesus Christ and how much God loved her, and she went from ISIS to Jesus. And right now there's so many people, John, that don't understand. Listen, God is doing a work in the earth. He's about to bring in a harvest, reportedly as much as a billion people on the face of the earth, and you don't want to miss that. That's how much God loves you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm looking at what's happening in the earth right now, and the only one that you can give credit for doing this is God. And his strong right arm is just shifting nations and taking down the bamboo curtain and pulling down, you know, Venezuela's dictator that rose up, Maduro.
Maduro, and there's a Christian pastor who's running for president. Get ready, because this is an amazing thing that's happening.
One way to pray for, you know, Venezuela is to pray for this Christian president, for protection over him, a candidate.
Who's a pastor.
Who is a pastor, and just pray protection over him, because that's about how things happen. It has to get bad before it gets better. And now you're looking at the 70-year anniversary. This is so important to think. I want to hear from you. What do you think about, you know, in regards to how we line up so much? You know, I think one of the big purposes of America has been to defend Israel. We were there in 1948 when Harry Truman said the weight of America is behind them becoming a nation. And the United Nations was formed in America to stop what was happening before. Obviously, it's being twisted into something different, as things often
do. These are such divine appointments and divine things that happen. Reports are that when President Truman was actually considering putting the full weight of America behind this decision, he went away from the White House, you know, against all of his counsel, who told him, don't do it. This is not going to be a good thing. Don't do it. He remembered that his grandmother, I believe his mother, taught him about Israel, taught him about the people of God. And he came back and said, I'm going to support it.
The fact that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And that was the year it was a Dewey that was running against him. And they thought, they just were totally convinced, like they were with this past election.
With
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, they were convinced that Dewey was going to win the election and that Truman wasn't. And Truman, you know, did what he could do. He went to bed, drank some milk. He woke up the next morning, and the papers were printed just like the magazine of Newsweek and other were printed for that Hillary Clinton was going to be president. They had to undo it. We're just in that same moment in time. Mm. I mean, this is so significant. This is not a man thing. This is a God thing. And we want to hear from you. Comment below. Let us know. Email us. You know, what are your thoughts in regards to this time clock, Israel being a time clock, and how exciting it is, and how America's call is to be one who stands with and protects Israel. And as a matter of fact, John, we get back from this break.
Yes, we get back from this break. We're going to bring to you Brother John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence in Daphne, Alabama, as he shares the significance of the President of the United States, Donald Trump's age, and all the convergence of this number 70 and how it relates to Israel. It's amazing. Join us. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFNTV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFNTV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we were talking prior to the break about the significance of 70 and the anniversary of 70 years for Israel, but the president being 70 years old, this is back in January 2017, hearing what Pastor John Kilpatrick had to say specifically about our president, the number 70, and how this is prior to what's happened now. You notice this prophecy came to pass. Check it out.
This is published by Charisma Magazine, which is interesting. And if you go to any major search engines and ask when Donald Trump was born, it will all say June the 14th, 1946. And then if you go to any of the major search engines and ask when Israel became a nation, you'll be told that it happened on May the 14th, 1948. If you take both of those dates and plug them into the handy calculator provided by timeanddate.com, you'll discover that Donald Trump was born exactly 700 days before Israel became a nation. Here are some other incredible numbers that link Trump to Israel from that same source. Israel was 77 days old, exactly 777 days after Donald Trump was born. Israel's 70th birthday will come exactly 700 days after Trump's 70th birthday. Donald Trump won the election on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's seventh year, seventh month, and seventh day in office. On top of everything else, Donald Trump will be 70 years, 7 months, 7 days old on his first full day in the White House. Donald Trump will be inaugurated on January the 20th and will be president of part of that day, but his first full day in office will be January the 21st. As incredible as it may sound, this will happen during the year 5777 on the Hebrew calendar. In addition, it turns out there's some very strange coincidences concerning Mike Pence. He's 57 years old, will take office in the Hebrew year 5777. The last minute of Mike's 57th year will take place 1 minute before the 50th anniversary of Jerusalem, when they got Jerusalem back in 6767. Pence was born in Columbus. Trump Tower is located 0.7 miles from 57th Street in Columbus Circle. Trump's vice president, Pence, the 57-year-old from Columbus. There's so many things. That's just more than coincidence. I think that you would agree, and I would have to agree, as much as I've had some doubts because of uncouth behavior and raw, crude talk, I think we'd all have to agree that he came out of nowhere and became president, and you'd have to say it's the Lord. So here's what I would say. I would say, I believe America, I believe the hand of judgment has been stayed from America. And I believe that Donald Trump, and I'm going to the inauguration hopefully next week, I believe that Donald Trump has been raised up by the Lord, evidently, because the Bible says the Lord sets up kings and he pulls down kings. I have to believe that God set him up. And also, I believe, because he's going to be such a friend with Israel, I believe God's raised him up to be a friend to Israel, and America is going to become a close friend and ally of Israel again after these last 8 years. And he's also going to be instrumental in moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That is literally going to blow the lid off of the channel of blessings for America.
You're looking at that prophecy coming. That was like January 2017. These things are coming to pass. And it's like, this is a God thing. God is showing himself mighty. He's doing some awesome things. He's heard our prayers, as we talked about. But listen, 10 months ago, there was a 10 months ago, there was a prophecy given by a prophet, by the prophetess named Cindy Jacobs. And she prophesied that there would be a battle in Washington, D.C., you know, called it a swamp creatures fighting over it. And that 10th month is finished. And we won't tell you what's...
Well, if the church prayed, and we've been praying.
If the church prayed, but guess what? The church prayed, God heard. I want you to hear this prophetic word first so you can understand what Dutch Sheets is talking about in just a moment. Take a look.
Cindy, you had a vision of the swamp being drained. When was that?
Well, it was a few months ago. But actually, it was before. Well, it was right after the inauguration sometime. And the Lord showed me that as the swamp was drained, there were swamp creatures.
Oh.
And what I saw was alligators and, you know, snakes and everything. They were all fighting each other. The lower the swamp got, the more they turned against each other. And the Lord said to me, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's going to get very bad, seemingly, in Washington, D.C. But then after that, it's like when you drain a swamp, this actually happens, you know, where all the creatures get all upset and everything. They're fighting for the remaining water or whatever, that was going to happen. It's very interesting. And then we were... up in Washington, D.C., for a time when Vice President Pence was celebrating Jerusalem Day, I think it was, Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets and Mike and I, and we were sitting in a restaurant, and all of a sudden the presence of God filled, literally just, wasn't it amazing?
Isn't it amazing he does that when we're eating?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we were eating and they gave the vision for Lori's house.
Yeah.
You know, when you break bread together, the Holy Spirit... just comes
something
sometimes.
Happens.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, and Chuck began to prophesy. What Chuck prophesied is there's going to be 10 months of turmoil. And then there'll be 3 years of peace, depending on how we pray and what we do the next 10 months.
Yeah.
And that will be up like next February.
Mm.
And so then it got really wild after that. The whole Russian thing came out again, the Comey firing, and all this happened.
Yes.
Well, you know, for me, when I heard what Comey did and turned over that memo to the press, I personally thought if he was my, I don't know the timeline and all that, but I just thought, you know, the man did not deserve to stay.
No.
You know, I mean, if somebody is turning against you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Dutch and I were praying with Romero Pena and some others.
Yes.
And at that time, as we were praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, there are many moles in the various agencies, the FBI, many of the agencies. And the Lord said to me, I want you to pray that every mole is exposed. So we began to pray. Yeah, you can clap your hands on that. And it began to happen. And we began to just legislate in the heavens over that. And so I want to say to you that something remarkable is getting ready to happen, but it's going to be the swamp wars. It's swamp wars. And it's going to continue till next February. Yeah. But it's going to take that long to drain the swamp enough that these wars are over. So, you know, if it gets worse and worse, you know, we can get afraid, or we can say, praise the Lord, you know, because things are getting exposed and getting changed. Yeah. But we've got to pray.
That's so important, because the church obviously prayed. And now you're looking at, in that 10 months, we saw the craziness that's been going on, right? And what's happened? Well, $6-7 trillion of wealth has been created on the stock exchange. It's never been as high in the history. Yeah. Just, I don't know how many records it's been. It's been the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans and Hispanics in America ever since the records have ever been kept.
Illegal border crossings have been, I mean,
down by 50%.
So much so, he took the person over it and made it the chief of staff. I mean, like, job well done.
She is awesome.
But he brought John Kelly in.
Yeah, John Kelly. And anyway, so then you have jobs that have come in. You have businesses that come in. And, you know, previously...
Well, all the deals that were happening all across the world with Saudi Arabia and they went on this Asia tour. I mean,
hundreds of millions of dollars. Yes. And now that our president was introduced in South Korea as the leader of the world, you know, when he went to speak at their parliament.
Oh, yeah, that's right. This trip to Israel, the first time a president goes to pray at the Western Wall.
You know, and openly, you know, said, we're, you know, just take Jerusalem off the table, because that is
going to
be where the embassy is going to be moved there. They're in process of doing it right now. So all those things. And so we're at that. This is February. We're at that point. So you can begin to celebrate. But you got to proclaim. You got to declare. A lot of people just sit back and wait for it to happen and criticize when it doesn't. This is what God wants us to do. God wants us to get in agreement with Him. He said this. He did it. This is God's hand that's moving. All this whole program has been about how awesome God's hand is. We got to begin to say, it is as God said it does. This is what God says. God says, you know, we serve a God that calls things that are not as though they were. He looks for people that look at things and hear what He says they are, and we just call it that. He's looking for people to begin to decree revival, decree 3 years of peace, decree abundance, decree that America's debt's going to be paid off. I mean, it's happening, but we have to get in alignment with that. As a matter of fact, this is Dutch Sheets. And Dutch Sheets is the one that's praying with Cindy Jacobs, and he talks about what the prophet said. He's referring to Cindy Jacobs' prophetic word that was given, and all these 10 months has arisen. And it's just amazing the accomplishments that happened in the first 12 months. It's only God. But we got to get in alignment and begin to decree it. Here's Dutch Sheets now talking about that.
So, Father, we just pray into that right now. We ask You to bring this visitation to our present. Lord, You said we have to ask. So we're asking those watching me now, and I and Steve, we're in agreement that You're going to move. We ask You to transform Donald Trump. To Donald John Trump. We ask You to baptize him in the Holy Spirit. Ooh. And Lord, we ask You for this great awakening to emerge in 2018. You're going to turn this nation around. The prophet said breakthrough is coming in 10 months, February of 2018, that will result in 3 years of turnaround. And we're going to steward this prayer movement and this turnaround through 2020, the date You gave us on the sales. So Lord, we decree that this is happening. We're going to see breakthrough. We decree that no weapon formed against it is going to prosper. You're going to do everything You said You're going to do. And we stand strong for that. We're not going to waver at the end. We're going to finish well in this prayer movement that is birthing a third great awakening in America and an awakening around the world. We decree it. We cry out for it, and we say it's coming in Jesus' name.
And we say it's coming in Jesus' name. Well, you think about Ezekiel. God called him to begin to look at dry bones and begin to speak to the bones.
Yeah,
you know, speak life. Speak. You have to understand you have power of life and death in your tongue. First of all, stop watching media that's just dark and against the Constitution, against God, and swamp creature type media, and begin to listen to things like VFNKB's television, all of our network, Connect to Our Tribe, others as well, and begin to say, you know what, I'm going to get in alignment, I'm going to build my faith, and begin to speak that out. You got to say
it. That's powerful.
Begin to dream it. Begin to visualize it. Study Great Awakenings. Understand Great Awakenings is where the DNA of a culture just changes. You know, the way that, and that's what America needs. Yeah. America, the world needs, but America needs a great awakening.
God's given us authority in the earth to advance His kingdom. And we use that, exercise that authority by speaking and declaring those things out that God is saying to us, you know, declaring the will of God, just like you're talking about.
And so, you know, you heard us for years pray about, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. We have a pro-life president, a pro-life vice president. Life's winning again. The leader of Planned Parenthood is resigning. Yeah.
Pro-Christian.
So you're looking, it's time for us now to see God's hands moving and begin to declare abortion is ending in America. It's time for us to begin to declare that a revival is here in America. We've got to begin to declare that third great awakening is here right now. And begin to see it. And as you begin to speak into that, the angels are waiting for us to get into agreement with heaven. He says, pray that God's will that's in heaven would manifest here on earth. Heaven's no more tears, no more sickness, no more disease, no more pain. In agreement with God. God is good. He wants to be able to bring, you know, totally restoration to us and to our governmental systems and our education systems and to our media and to our arts and entertainment and to family and to the way we operate in faith with Him and the faith mountain. I know we're fixing to close right now, but I just want to decree over you that you're going to be a part of this third great awakening. You're going to be a part of this revival, that abortion is ending in America, and God is going to see our repentance for the innocent bloodshed, and great things are happening and going to happen in Jesus' name. And I pray right now, Father God, for our community, our tribe, Lord God, I thank you for them. I pray healing. I pray, you know, direction. I pray hope over them. I pray hunger, Lord, and connectivity, Father God. And we just bless you in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.